Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. Attorneys in the Derek Chauvin murder trial are preparing for closing arguments next week. From Minneapolis, NPR's Walter Ray Watson reports that Chauvin addressed the judge during today's proceedings.
In court today,
I will invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege today.
In court today,
I will invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege today.
Defendant Derek Chauvin invoked his Fifth Amendment right to remain silent and not testify at the trial. Judge Peter Cahill asked Chauvin a short set of questions to ensure the choice was his own, ending with this question.
Do you feel that your decision not to testify is a voluntary one on your behalf?
Yes, it is.
Afterwards, a rebuttal witness took the stand for prosecutors, and both sides concluded their cases.
Your Honor, the state of Minnesota rest.
Mr. Nielsen, anything further?
No, Your Honor.
Hey, members of the jury, the evidence is now complete for this case.
And with those words, Judge Peter Cahill made plain the next steps. A day off Friday, closing arguments and final instruction to the jury Monday. Walter Ray Watson, NPR News, Minneapolis.
President Biden has announced dozens of new sanctions against Russia. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, the announcement comes 2 days after the U.S. intelligence community warned that Moscow poses one of the most serious intelligence threats to the United States.
President Biden says he's been clear with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We want a stable, predictable relationship. If Russia continues to interfere with our democracy, I'm prepared to take further actions to respond. It is my responsibility as President of the United States to do so.
The Biden administration slapped new sanctions on Russia for interfering in the 2020 election and for its cyber attack against a number of U.S. government agencies. The sanctions also come amid Russia's ongoing occupation and human rights abuses in Crimea. President Biden says he's offered to meet with Putin this summer in Europe to discuss a way forward. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Coronavirus deaths in Europe have now surpassed 1 million, according to the World Health Organization. As Terry Schultz reports, the WHO warns that infection numbers are rising for everyone except the elderly.
Hans Klug, the WHO regional director for Europe, calls the situation serious, with 1.6 million new cases reported every week, 9,500 every hour, 160 people every minute. Klug says while transmission rates are declining in some areas of Europe, they're not yet low. He urges all eligible adults to get vaccinated, despite reports of blood clots, explaining the risk is much higher for people who have the virus than for those getting the vaccination.
Terry Schultz in Brussels. Delta Airlines says it lost more than $1 billion in the first quarter, but CEO Ted Bastian says ticket sales have been stronger in the last 2 weeks. This is NPR. California's legislature has passed a bill that requires some hotels and event centers to rehire laid-off workers who want their jobs back. The measure applies to employees who had their jobs at least 6 months before the pandemic began and who lost their jobs because of coronavirus-related restrictions. Businesses that failed to comply could be fined up to $500 per employee each day. Governor Gavin Newsom has not indicated whether he'll sign the bill. NPR has learned that a former Census Bureau director is rejoining the agency to help prepare for the release of the 2020 national headcount figures. As NPR's Hansi Lawong reports, the 2020 census results will be used to distribute political representation and federal funding over the next decade.
Ken Pruitt was appointed by former President Bill Clinton to oversee the 2000 census. More than two decades later, Pruitt is now a senior advisor at the Census Bureau, which was saddled by disruptions to last year's count because of COVID-19 and last-minute schedule changes by Trump officials. Pruitt tells NPR he's planning to help explain to the public how the Bureau is trying to release accurate results and prepare for the 2030 census.
If you don't start soon, you're not ready, because this takes that many years, 3 or 4 or 5 years, to get the design right before you begin to try to figure out how to implement it.
The first 2020 census results are expected later this month. Hansi Luong, NPR News, New York.
Wall Street stocks close higher today on optimism about economic recovery. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 305 points. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.